All right, everyone, welcome. This is David Newman with another fabulous teleseminar training program. Today, my guest is Brian Toter, and Brian is a product creation machine, and you're about to find out why we say that. Brian is a certified clinical hypnotist and owner of Plymouth Hypnosis Center in Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. He's been in business at the same location for over 11 years, specializing in helping his clients lose weight, quit smoking, manage their stress, and even improve their golf game. And he's serious about that, by the way. One of the things Brian discovered in the course of his business is that he needed to create audio products for his clients. Many of you may want to have a product line, but the idea of product creation is daunting. In this teleseminar, I'm going to ask Brian how he's able to create 15 to 20 products a year with little or no investment. So stay tuned for that. This program is going to blow your socks off. And Brian Toter, welcome to the call.
Well, thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
Now, I have to tell you, even before we jump into our questions and our content here for today, and I'm sure you get this from a lot of your clients and fans and followers, Brian. I created some audio products. This was way back in the dark ages of 2002, 2003. One of the first things I created, and you're going to laugh, it was a narrated audio PowerPoint. So this is back when you're burning the CD-ROMs on the computer, you put the PowerPoint, you record the audio track. I went to a studio, I paid $60 an hour for recording time, editing time, post-production, cleanup. I mean, this cost me each of these products between my own time, even if I was pimping myself out at $50 an hour, which was low, obviously, it would take me 10 to 20 hours, so there's $1,000. And then I'd have to pay the studio guy another, probably 3 hours to record. That was $180. Another 3 hours to edit. So we're up to now $1,500. And the product, and I hate to say this, and I'm sure you've experienced this too, the product back then, it was crap. It was totally crap. I mean, it sounded good. The packaging was crap. The marketing of it was crap. The, everything that went into it was oh my God, it was just scary. And so
how much did it cost you to duplicate all that? How much did it cost you to manufacture?
Oh, well, again, this was before streaming and this was before all kinds of things. So it was like a buck for the CD, another buck for the packaging. So it was $250 plus shipping, plus designing the label, plus the box, plus, this is before Elance. This is before outsourcing really took off. This is like do it yourself and find some guy who's willing to squeeze you into his schedule for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So it was crazy time. Now, fast forward to today and fast forward specifically to you because we want to do it the Brian Toter way. We don't want to do it the David Newman way. Tell people a little bit about your background and how this relates to creating products and how you became the product creation machine and teacher and expert that you are today.
Great. Well, thanks. About 11 years ago, I started my business, Plymouth Hypnosis Center, and I work live with clients, and I was using cassette tapes at the time. You remember those? And they weren't mine. I had basically licensed them from my mentor. And I would give them out, and it was a nightmare. I had to inventory them, and it was just terrible. And then CDs came around, and I had to buy CDs from. And it was thousands of dollars for these CDs, and they weren't any good. I mean, he must have recorded them. It had to have been in the 1980s. They were so bad, and he used to tell me it cost him like $10,000 a piece to record these in studios. I don't know. It was a nightmare for him, and. Fast forward to a couple more years down the road, I started realizing that I needed to have my own product. They were listening to somebody else in my office, and to have my own credibility, I thought, I have to create my own product. And I started experimenting. I was playing around. I had, my computer and microphone, and I'm just messing around with this, and I thought, this is easy. I mean, this is easier than easy. And I started churning out these products, and about 2 years ago, I started really churning them out. And I created these just amazing hypnosis products, a golf product, a public speaking product, you know, if you're public speaking, falling asleep. I have one that I called Snore Buster, and it was actually a joke. I created this thing because a friend said, well, he had problems with snoring, and his wife was ready to kill him. And I made this hypnosis product called Snore Buster, and I gave it to him, and he comes back and says, you know what? This actually saved my marriage. This is amazing. I can't believe it. I'm going to give you a testimonial, and my jaw dropped. So it's just an amazing way to create product and create an incredible income stream. And these things cost virtually nothing, virtually nothing. You're basically selling electrons, and it's just wonderful. It really is.
Well, and let me zoom out one level, because I know you and I talk about this a lot. This product creation is a way to leverage your expertise so that your income-generating capability is now separate and distinct from your own personal time, attention, and presence.
Absolutely, yeah. And especially when you have some product, and realize you're not just. Let me say it this way. You know, everyone has a book. You have a book. I have a book. A lot of people are writing books. And a book, what can you get for it? $9, $20, and you can sell them on Amazon and the bookstores, and they're great. You know, having a book is great. You know, everyone should have a book. But an audio product you can sell for a lot of money. $67, $127, $997. I mean, the sky's the limit. And the nice thing is you can sell them online, and there's nothing like waking up in the middle of the night, waking up in the morning and realizing in the middle of the night somebody from around the world just bought a couple of your products. And it's a great way to make some extra money when you're not working, like you said. You know, you only have a certain amount of hours during the day. And here's a way to create product and create a completely separate income stream that brings in a really nice living. It's just terrific. And again, it's virtually free.
Absolutely, and I love what you're saying. But let's drill this down, because a lot of people say, well, okay, who needs a book, or who needs a product, or who needs an audio course or whatever? And the first kind of person that comes to mind is a speaker or a consultant. And we have a lot of speakers and consultants and authors and independent experts on the line. But in my experience, stepping outside of our world, there are web designers, there's HR experts, there's IT companies, there's IT consultants that install phone systems and computers and do maintenance. There's insurance agents. There's real estate agents. So we have a lot of people in the audience, both live with us now and who will be listening to this replay, from all different kinds of businesses, professional services, small business, medium-sized business. Paint a larger picture, Brian. Who can benefit from having their own product, and then why would they even need or want their own product in the first place?
Okay, let's say you're an insurance salesman. I'm just pulling this out of my hat. And you can do your normal presentation, but what if you left your client with a shrink-wrapped audio product, or you can email them a product where it gives them tips, you know, 7 tips on saving in your insurance and stuff, but it has your name on it, and it's your brand, and it, what it does is it creates instant credibility for you, because most people don't do this stuff. Most people don't know how to do this stuff, and the general public, let's go back to books. You know, it's so easy to make a book. It really is, but for the general public, they think, well, if you have a book, wow, you're an expert. Oh, this guy's great. Well, just imagine if you have an audio product and it's shrink wrapped and it has your picture on it and it explains in detail, you know, how to save this or how to make money or do that. And then on top of that, once they become a client, maybe you could put them in some kind of a membership program where they keep receiving audio products, where you keep you create an income stream for yourself, or you can have a home study course on accounting or bookkeeping or whatever business that you're in. You can create home study courses that you can sell for a lot of money, and you can't do that with a book.
Well, and let me also tag on to that, because you raise an outstanding point, and it's really a two-layer sale. Number one is the more that you teach. So if you are America's first master sommelier, for example, like our friend Eddie Osterland, who's on the phone, if you are an awesome web and graphics design company, like we've got some folks on the phone that do that, the more that you teach, here's how to do this, here are the steps, the strategies, the tools, the tactics, the templates, many people are of the wrong-headed opinion that that will reduce the number of sales for their main core service. Whereas actually, not only do you make money either giving away or selling that high value, high teaching value, high information, high content product, but the more that you share with people, the more they're going to come back to you for the back end professional services, speeches, seminars, consulting programs, back end professional services, website design, graphic design, accounting, bookkeeping, HR, IT, whatever it is that's the main business of your business. Just like you, a perfect example is you, right? So here you are running this fabulously successful hypnosis center. You have a stop smoking product. You have a fear of public speaking product. You're not
right.
Selling those for $97 or $197 and saying bye-bye, Charlie. You're saying do what you can with this. It's kind of like the do-it-yourself kit version. But then when they want extra help, or when they have a friend, cousin, brother, uncle, colleague, best friend who needs more intensive help, they go, oh, you got to talk to Brian Toter. Brian's totally he's the stop smoking man. He is the get over fear of public speaking guy. He is the, because they have the information product that proves beyond an indisputable points of proof that you know what you're talking about. And then here's a third layer. I'm so excited about this. The third layer is, unlike a book, an audio product gives people a sample of your persona. It gives people,
right.
They feel like they're your friend, because it's like you're chatting with them over lunch or coffee, or you're having a one-to-one conversation, and you are, in fact, having a one-to-one conversation through your audio product, and there can be a call to action in that audio product. There can be a list-building component in that audio product. There can be an engagement strategy on social media through your audio product. You can stay connected with people, as you said, build a membership website, build a Facebook page. There can be a paid engagement. There can be a free engagement component. So all of these things, you can try and do some of this stuff in a book. And believe me, I love books. I just published my book, as you know, unless people have been under a rock or have never, don't know me from Adam, I've been ranting and raving about this damn book for forever. And it's awesome and it's great, but I still want and need and will continue to create audio products. Brian, you and I are creating one now. This is audio right here. Now, it's not the kind of audio that we're going to talk about later in our training session today, but this is a form of audio because people are connected with you and your personality and your voice and your warmth. They're connected with me and my personality and my coldness and sarcasm and snippiness, and they love that. They love listening to some snippy marketing SOB rant and rave and take the microphone away from his poor guest who's trying to talk about audio creation secrets.
Yeah, and people they want to hear this. They want to hear your personality. They want to get your person. I just signed up for Audible a couple of days ago because there was a book I wanted, and I thought,
was it my book?
I don't
was it my
time
book?
To read this book.
Okay,
your book. I have your book on Kindle actually. It's amazing. Your book is great. This book, I knew I needed to listen to it, or needed to read it, but I didn't have the time, and I thought, I need to just listen to this. So while I'm shopping, while I'm in the car, while I'm in the kitchen, I have this thing on, and it's an audio product. But I'm getting through the book without spending the time. I can multitask. But here's something else you can do with an audio product, and you kind of touched on it. I have a book, and in the book, I have links to my website.
Yeah.
And the link goes to an audio that they can listen to, whether it's a hypnosis audio or maybe it's a motivational product. And it's free. And the nice thing is I can change it. I can move it around because it's just the link in the book, and I can change that. I can change what's on that link. Can't change what's in the book. That's pretty permanent. But I can keep moving it around, or I can have them go to a page and keep adding audio to it. And what that does is it makes your book a living book. It keeps growing. And you don't have to touch the book. You do that on the website, and you can keep adding audio. And let me tell you, it's free. It's free. You don't have to spend any money to do this. It takes literally minutes, a couple hours if at the most. But it's so easy to do, and it's a lot of fun. It also makes you kind of a celebrity in your own profession.
No, I totally agree with you. And let's go back. I just have a couple more questions about this, but specifically with folks that already may have a book, or they're working on a book, or they're in love with the idea of having a book. So let's say that you either have a book or you're desperate. You're like, oh, man, someday I'm going to have a book. And when I have a book, the floodgates are going to open and the parades are going to start and the money's going to flow in. Blah, 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 which, by the way, is not true.
Right.
But that's okay. You can keep thinking that. Talk about book versus product or audio product specifically. What are the pros and cons, and why is it a good combo?
Well, books are great. Everyone should have a book. Like I said, you have a book, I have a book, and they're really wonderful. But the problem with a book is, well, you have to write it. That's pretty much... That's given. You have to write it.
I'm out. I'm done. Forget it.
Uh-oh. And then you have to get it edited. And that costs a lot of money. It really does. Then once it's edited, you have to rewrite it. And once it's done, you have to get an agent. Now, you can publish it yourself, but if you really want to get it published, you need an agent. And then get it to a publisher and get it published. And a lot of people don't know this, but generally... it takes about a year and a half to go from getting your publisher to getting it on the shelf. It could be faster, but usually it's a really long time. And you also have to market it yourself. They don't just take your book and now you're on Jay Leno or Conan O'Brien. You have to market it yourself. So it could take a lot of time, a lot of money. Now, I'm not saying don't write a book. Books are great. But in the meantime, you could do some other things. So when I wrote my book, I realized I was saying the same things to every client over and over again, and it took too much time to explain things, so I put it all in a book. And it's a short book, 99 pages. It was self-published. And it cost me around, $4 plus shipping. And what I did was, with the book, I also created a 2 gigabyte USB drive with all kinds of audio in it. It added more value. So now instead of just a book that I sell, cost me for $5, but I sell for $20, I now sell the book and the audio for $497. So I now have more time and more clients and more money, and the digital product cost me nothing to do. So a lot of people say, well, how about a video? Video is big now. But you have to hire a sound studio or a video studio, and it's a lot of money. And maybe a professional actor, a sound editor, an artist. You have to create the packaging. You need a website. And when you get it done, obviously you have to get it re-edited because nothing's perfect, so you have to go back into the studio. It's a nightmare. You also have hair and makeup and all that other stuff that you have to worry about. So,
not me. No hair problems here. because no hair. So no hair. So that's you're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours of investment. I can save 20 minutes on the hair.
Oh, okay. There you go. At least
so
20
I'm
minutes
good.
And
no, but you're totally right. So I have a client. Just a quick for instance. I have a client who lives in Phoenix, Arizona, very successful speaker, trainer, consultant. She decided to go whole hog into video products. The video studio and the video producer that she's working with lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Guess how many trips? I mean, this is separate from paying the guy and the studio costs and the makeup and the content and the instructional designer and the packaging. Just airfare. First of all, guess how many trips, and then guess how much an airfare alone going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth from Phoenix to Minneapolis and Minneapolis to Phoenix and blah, 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 blah. It was like six trips. It was six trips. And, you know, you screw something up. The lighting didn't work out. Oh, you got to fix this. And, you know, you can fix some things later. But all told, It's a year-long, which is great. It's a year-long video product. It probably cost her, not even counting the airline tickets or the hotel or whatever, but it probably cost her, I don't know, $10,000-$12,000. $10,000-$12,000 plus another, let's say another five to be conservative, for the airfare and the hotel and the back and forth and hundreds of hours of her personal time. Now, if that investment pays off, which it might, and I hope it does, and I think it will, that's great. But I love what you're saying about quick, free, in your office, and with equipment you already have.
Yeah, wouldn't it be neat if you just go up, like I have my second bedroom. I put a shelf in there, I plug in my computer, I have a microphone, and I go to town. And two hours later, I'm done.
Let's give people the meat. Let's give them the meat that they came for. Walk us through how can we create our own audio products, and the way you're describing it, you know, 2 hours up in the office, boom, boom, boom. What are the steps? Can you explain that on this call?
Absolutely. So, Arian, take notes. Really, take notes. So I'll show you a quick and easy way to create an audio product that you can sell or give away. And the nice thing is, this will give you instant credibility for your business. You know, when someone wants to write a book, they write a book. They don't just write a book to write a book. They write it because it will give you the credibility that you need to stand up on stage or to sell stuff in the back of the room. This will give you the instant credibility while you're writing a book. If you don't have your book, you could do this now in 2 hours in your bedroom, in your underwear. And I'm not trying to be funny by saying that. Instead of going into a studio and getting dressed up and putting on your pearls and putting on your makeup or whatever you have, you can be in your pajamas doing this in the middle of the night and churning out a product if you really need it. So it's really easy. So I have what I call the 9 steps to instant credibility. So you want to create an audio interview of you. The first step is figure out what makes you the best. So if you're an expert, let's say, at, public relations, what makes you the best PR person that they can talk to? And this is going to take some time. You can't just say, well, I'm unique. It has to be something really special. You know what I'm talking about, like a unique selling proposition.
Sure. Well, you have to have an angle, or you have to have a lens, or you have to have a niche, or some sort of focus area where if you build the mountain, all of a sudden you can be the king or the queen of that mountain.
Yeah, for instance, I have a friend, she's creating a product, and she's a PR maven, and I met her a little over a year ago, and her claim to fame is that she's a mom, she's a hockey mom, and she's not an expert. She didn't go to school for this, yet she just got on Dr. Oz a few weeks ago. She was on Steve Harvey. She's been on 50 or 60 different media outlets, and yet she's not an expert at this. So her claim to fame is, well, if she could do it, you can do it. So what makes you the best at what you do? Next. Make up a list of 10 to 12 questions that you can easily answer that will show your expertise. So let's say you're in the gluten-free field. How did you find the secret to eat gluten-free when most people cannot comply with a gluten-free diet. And this is what I did with you, right? I mean, you have some questions because you're not psychic. At least I don't think you are. So I had to give you a list of questions to ask me. And the next thing I
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You mean that we're prepared for this interview? We're not just winging it?
No, even though it sounds like it. No, this is prepared.
Wow.
Especially because the next step is write down what an interviewer would expect you to say, but don't write down the exact answer. So basically, I wrote some questions. I think, how many did I send you? Maybe 6, 8 questions.
Yeah.
And I pretty much paraphrased what I was going to say, but I didn't give you the exact answer, but something that would direct you around this interview so you would know where to steer this. Just be general. So that's what I did with you. And you know what you're doing, so you directed this interview right where it should be.
Is this a nice, gentle way of saying that I totally screwed this up already?
No, this is perfect. okay, I'm going to take over now.
So, yeah, exactly. So, okay, step one is to really figure out your secret sauce. Step two is to prepare the interview questions. And as you're talking, and I can't wait for steps 3 through 9, but we can also repurpose these, couldn't we, on our media page or on our press page where you have your picture and media questions for Brian. And so not only are you going to use this to create your information products, you can then repurpose the same homework and the same questions and the same pitch, basically, to the mainstream media, and that might come in handy too.
Exactly. And you can always change it a little bit and make it special for this certain market or that type of customer. It's great.
Wow. Yep. So step three.
Step three, write down what the interviewer should expect you to say. So you're going to paraphrase the answer. Don't write the exact answer, just like it did for you. So step four is find a person to interview you, preferably someone in your field. Going into the expert field, and you're an expert. You're a marketing maven. So you were perfect to interview me. But let's say you want to find, and I don't know how I'm going to segue into this. Let's say you want to find someone famous. Not that you're not famous. I'm not you're not famous, David. But let's say
I think we get the drift. I am not a superstar celebrity on TV, and that's okay.
But let's say you need one. So I knew somebody who was doing this, and she was in the fashion industry. She had a small boutique, and she was trying to get credibility to get into the media because she was really nobody. She just had a shop. So I said, well, why don't you find somebody who is a celebrity who could take their credibility and put it on you?
Yeah.
And she had no idea how to do that. I mean, how do you do this? Well, there's an amazing website. Write this down. Everyone thinks I'm joking when I say this. This is a real website. It's called contactanycelebrity.com. Contactanycelebrity.com. It's not free, but there's a 7-day free trial. And I don't get anything for this. This is not an affiliate link. This is just a link. Contactanycelebrity.com. And for the first 7 days, it's free. And you can find almost anyone. I'm telling you, you'll get their agent, you'll get their publicist, but you will be able to find the expert in your field. Now, obviously, you probably have to pay them, but if you really need that, this is an amazing resource. Next, record the interview. It's so easy to do. Now, you can do what we're doing right now. What's the service that you're using for this?
Totallyfreeconferencecalls.com.
So, and how much does that cost?
That would be totally free, Brian. Totally free.
Okay. So there's a theme here. There's another one called freeconferencecallhd.com. And again, it's free, really. And the reason I keep saying this, I'm not saying it just to be funny. I'm saying this because I really want the audience to know this costs virtually nothing to do as opposed to hiring a videographer, an editor, and all that other stuff. So you recorded this call, right? And at the end of the call, you'll save it, and you'll download the recording. So you probably go to the website, you log in, and you just download it, and it downloads as an MP3 or some kind of a file onto your hard drive. And that's all you do. And Free Conference Call HD has that. Totally Free Conference Call has that. And it's just easy. Next, you want to edit the file. Now, this is where people normally get stuck. But there's a piece of software, and it's for the Mac or PC. It's totally free. And the URL is this. It's called Audacity. You may have heard of this. The URL is Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, dot SourceForge, S-O-U-R-C-E-F-O-R-G-E, dot net. Audacity.sourceforge.net. And it's a really easy program to use. It's just easy. So you're going to edit the file and take out ums and errs and things just to make it pretty. And you might want to put some music in the beginning and end. And that's easy to do. I could show you how to do that. Next, you're going to upload the file to your website. There's something called Dropbox. If you've never heard of Dropbox, find out about it. It's dropbox.com. It's a great way to start. And what I do is, and this is a terrific way to deliver your product. There are many times when my clients need an audio product, and I'm across the country, and I send them over to Dropbox. And they download the product, and easy peasy, it's on their hard drive within seconds. And it's free. Free. Easy. Lastly, offer your audio on your website as a product or a free download to collect their email addresses. This is a great way to build your list. So you put this on your website. You put an opt-in page if you want. Get my free audio product on the 7 steps to becoming rich and famous. And you build your list that way. Or you could just put it on your website as some content. This is a great way to build blog content, website content, content in general, just like I said, making bonuses for your books. And another thing you might want to do is find some artwork for your audio. There's a great site called Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, where you can get almost anything for $5. And it's quite remarkable. I just got this amazing banner for my website, and it was $5, and it was something, I could never do this. And it's quite amazing. So you could find people to do the artwork for your audio product. And, you know, a lot of people have the fear of technology, the fear of failure, fear that you'll do it wrong. They're afraid of everything, fear. So most people have the same problems too, and we all have the same fears. And one of the things I do best is I can teach complex concepts and break them down into simple solutions. So is this all making sense?
No, this is absolutely great. This is fantastic. Now, all of these steps, I'm channeling some of our listeners, and they're saying, well, you know, I have a virtual assistant. Can't the virtual assistant take care of everything? Can't they do the audio product? Can't they ride herd on, you know, the audio guy, the editing? Can't they go in and do Audacity? What's wrong with outsourcing most, if not all of this, or is that also part of what we're talking about?
There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I just started outsourcing stuff. I'm outsourcing everything. I wish I could outsource my laundry. But you can, let's say you want to outsource your editing and you have a VA. But the thing is, VAs are great, but VAs, they don't know everything. My VA does SEO, and she does website stuff, and she does a little bit of writing, but she's not a video editor. So, or an audio editor. She's not an editor at all. So she doesn't have those skills. I could give it to her, but it's probably going to come back half-baked, and it's not her fault. It's just that this is not her shtick.
Well, and this is what, maybe this is a good opportunity to tell people a little bit about what we have on offer here, simply because you need a system. And Brian has a fabulous system that is a replicatable, proven, step-by-step system, highly detailed, so that whether you do it yourself or you have someone in your office or someone that you outsource to or someone that you have as a VA, they can then follow the system as well and do the product right. Do the product right. So, Brian, tell people, because obviously you're walking your talk here, and guess what? There's a product that will help you do this. So spend a little bit of time talking about what that is and how it works and what people get should they choose to go down this path of really systematizing their product creation machine.
Absolutely. And just to further that point, one of the tricks I discovered with a VA is, I, like everyone else, I have a bazillion courses that I bought that I will never get to if I live to be 300. And I just have to sit on my hands and stop, you know, doing all that stuff. So I was bazillion of these things. But what I started to do was send them over to my VA. And she has the time to go through them. And I send her over these specific courses, and I say, learn how to do this. And that's what she's doing. And she's learning the skills. So, like with this, you could send this over to your VA, and then they can do this and get your product out. So here's the solution. You want to become the recognized expert in your field without writing a book. Package your expertise and sell it too. And the thing is, you're going to start making money now because you're not going to have to wait a year and a half to get your book published. It's 7 easy-to-follow, short-and-to-the-point modules to get you the concept to creation to completing your audio program in just 3 days. And when I say 3 days, I say 3 days just to make it believable, because no one will believe me when I say 2 hours. But I've done it in 2 hours, and it's easy. You can use this stuff for giveaways. I sell these things in my office. It's great content for my website, and you can make money while you sleep. So it's an automated system that you could do. Module one is the overview and what you'll need. A lot of people ask, you know, what exactly do I need for this? And the big question is, do I need a microphone? That's the number one question. Or what kind of microphone should I get? Can I use the one in my computer? Do I have to get a professional microphone? Do I have to wireless? I answer all those questions. So it's basically the overview. Module two is about your voice. Most people hate their voice. And I brought in an expert. Her name is Dr. Laura Sokola. She's a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. And she's a linguistics expert. And she's an amazing person, and I interviewed her on how to fix your voice. And believe it or not, most people don't even know how to say their name correctly. And I'm not saying this to be funny. Most people can't say their name the way they need to say their name to sound like an authority. They also have a lot of people have developed a certain speech pattern. It's called upspeak, and you probably hear this all the time, where people are talking like this, where everything's a question mark, and it's really annoying, and it doesn't make you sound real credible. And she shows you on this how to stop doing this, and this is a real problem for a lot of people now. I don't know what's in the water, but so many people are doing this. So module two is about your voice, on how to fix a lot of things that are going on in your voice and how to make it more professional. Module three is about recording your audio, and we talked about that. How do you do this? What do you need? What equipment do you need? And believe it or not, you already own the equipment. You have it already. If you have a computer and electricity, you could do this. Module 4 is about editing, and it's just so easy. I have an editing trick that literally saves me hours of time. It takes me virtually no time to edit audios anymore because of this one little trick, and I just discovered this one day. I just started doing it. And now I can take an hour-long audio and edit it probably 10 minutes, and I'm done because of this amazing audio trick. Worth the whole price just for that. Module 5 is about packaging your audio. How do you make it look pretty? Should it be a CD? Should it be digital? Should it be in a package? Should you shrink wrap it? What do you need to do? And a lot of people don't know this, but CDs are pretty much going to be gone. It's going to be by the way of the 8-track in about a year, maybe two at the outset. They're stop making them. Everything's going to be cloud-based, downloadable. So this will get you up to speed for that. You know, how do you create your product and make it great looking on your website too? And module 6 is about making the money. This is what we're all here for. You know, how do you make money with this stuff? And I'll show you how to do that. There's even a way to get other people to sell your products for you where you can make money while you sleep. And lastly, Module 7 is about additional equipment or what I call going pro. Maybe you want to take this to the next level. So let's say you have a book and you want to create an audio book. Well, you don't want to just talk into your laptop. Maybe you want to have it really sound nice. Well, I could show you how to make it sound as if you're in a professional sound studio. And easy, easy, easy. So there's some bonuses that I threw in with this. The first one is 350 royalty-free music tracks to enhance your intros and closings. You don't want to just have your voice on there the whole time. You want to have some pleasant music coming in and going out, just like in a radio show. And I put in over 350. These things cost me almost $700, but they're royalty-free, so I have the license to give them away now. And they're yours for free. Your very own voice doctor, Dr. Laura Cicola, who would normally charge $100 for this, no kidding, you're going to get to be able to talk to her and have her fix your voice right on the phone or via Skype. And you can take this training as often as you like. There's unlimited lifetime access, unlimited updates to everything. And as an extra special bonus, you're going to receive personal mentoring direct from me, a 30-minute private one-on-one phone or Skype call, and this is a $400 value. You can use it whenever you want. So that's pretty much it. It's guaranteed, 100% risk-free. If you don't like it, I'll take it back. I don't care. It's just truly, truly, truly amazing. And if you want to gain the instant credibility that you need to get more clients and customers, this is perfect for you. And you can start making money now with your very own product. Something, you know, if you're a speaker and you want to have something to sell in the back of the room, yeah, you can have your book. But wouldn't it be great if you had your $997 super duper home study course that you made in a couple of hours for just a couple of bucks? I mean, it is extraordinary, David. It really is.
Well, and then I also, I twisted your arm a little bit, did I not, for folks that are on the call with us today, save them a little bit of extra money. We haven't talked about the website yet, where they should go. We haven't talked about the money. But this is, on this call, they save an additional $100, correct?
Yes. Normally, this is a $997 product. And by the way, all those things, if you added all those modules up, including the bonuses, and I'm not just saying this, I didn't just make up a number, it's a little over $2,700 worth of value. It's a $997 product, but for David and his friends and audience, it's $897, and it's guaranteed. and it is truly amazing. And you can hand this over to your VA. They can log in with your username and password, and they will learn how to do it. You can create the audio and say, this is what I want, put this music on, edit this stuff, do what you want, and send it back to me. And maybe hire somebody on Fiverr to do the packaging, and you will have a product within a day, a real substantial product that you can sell for $27, $67, $197, because an audio product has so much perceived value. And people love this stuff because they can listen to it on their iPhone or in their car or in the shower. It's amazing. It really is.
And let me direct people, if they want to have a look, because you've done a great job with sort of the offer and the details of everything they get. Can't go to the public page because the public page is full price. But the place to go for this
right.
offer, for Brian's special gift just for us, it's doitmarketing.com/audio. So if you pop over to www.doitmarketing.com/audio, that's a special private version of this page. And if people are curious, you know, they can go out and find the other page where it's $9.97 instead of $8.97, but that's kind of foolish, and yeah, you probably shouldn't do that unless you want to just make sure that we're actually on the level here and telling you the truth, which we are. But I had access to this program, so let me give you just a shameless plug, and you may have other success stories that you want to share. Like I said at the top of the call, if technology was where it is today, and if I had had Brian Toter and specifically this program in my pocket 10 years ago, number one, instead of having two or three audio products, which I have, I would have had literally 30. I could have cranked out three a year, easy. I mean, I could have cranked out three in a weekend, and you can crank out three in a weekend. But I shudder to think the tens or probably more like hundreds of thousands of dollars over 10 years that I could have made building my list with an audio product, having a back of the room audio product, having an audio companion to my books, my workbooks, my seminars, my keynotes, my training, having an audio introduction, having like an orientation audio, an onboarding audio for my clients that I work with one-on-one, where all the repetitive information that I work with every single client, every single time, it's like, hey, listen to this, you know, two 60-minute programs, and then let's jump on the phone, we'll have our first call. So it literally is a way to separate, whether you do it for free, whether you do it for money, for a fee, whether you do it as a lead generator, whether you do it as part and parcel of your consulting and coaching and professional services program, to give people your philosophy, to give people, you know, the onboarding, the orientation, give them kind of the foundational level of information in your voice with compelling high-value content, no matter how you use this, I shudder to think where my business would be just revenue-wise. I mean, forget about, you know, the book and the credibility and all the other things that Brian talked about. Just from a straight revenue perspective, if I had this audio creation machine up and running, it would literally be hundreds of thousands of dollars over 10 years. And that's not hard, because that would be, what, $10,000, $20,000 a year, right? And frankly, anybody with a little bit of effort, if you have a $200 product, a $500 product, you think you can't sell 10 or 20 or 30 of those in a year? That's like one or two a month. I mean, it's just crazy money. It's crazy money, and it leads to other things. It leads to people coming back for higher-end products. It leads to people coming back to you for your professional services and your products and your programs. So it's just crazy. And the way that Brian has this product laid out, it's digestible. You can do it. And I love what we just talked about. You can train your VA. You can train your marketing person. You can train the people that you outsource to. You say, hey, do it this way. Because you might say,
absolutely,
hey, I know everything there is to know about product creation, but can you teach it? You know, Brian's genius, in my humble opinion, is that not only is he a great doer, but he's a great teacher. So this is the kind of product that will literally start to propagate dollars in your pocket and money in your bank account if you use it. Now, full disclosure, if you don't use it and you don't hand it off to somebody and you don't implement it, it will not make you a dime. Is that fair?
Right. Yeah.
So what else? What else can
we
tell people, or parting words of wisdom? What else we got?
You know, I've been doing this for a couple of years, and it has made me so much money. Not this program, but the creating audio. Just to give you an example, I was on a radio station in Philadelphia, and he interviewed me about what is hypnotism. I mean, you have to understand, this is a weird business. I'm a hypnotist. What the heck do I do? And I took that audio and I edited it within a few minutes, and it's on my website. And this thing has brought me so much business because it answers all the questions. Well, is he going to make me bark like a dog, cluck like a chicken? Is it safe? It answered all the questions that they had, and it was an audio that I did, and it cost me nothing. And it's on my website, and I'm telling you, I've made tens of thousands of dollars just from that, one free audio. And you can do this. Whatever profession you're in, if you're in sales or in marketing or you own a store, you can put this on your website. You can create a physical product to put next to your cash register, and people will buy it. Just yesterday, a guy comes in and says, "That sleeping program, does that really work?" I said, "Yes. Get it, and if you don't like it, bring it back. I know it'll never come back because it really is a good program." That was $67, and that cost me, as a physical CD, it cost me, I'd say, $4 total, shrink-wrapped and everything. So that's an incredible markup. It's a great way to bring in really quick money and good money for your business. It's also a great way to create product to sell in the back of the room when you're a professional speaker or an author. And it's a terrific way to take your book that you can get maybe $20 for and turn it into a home study package that maybe you can get $1,000 for. You can never do any other way. So if you have any questions, I'm available. How should they reach me? Just email me?
Let's give people the URL if they want to check out the program and invest while it's still on the specially reduced investment. So it's doitmarketing.com/audio. And then, Brian, do tell people how to get in touch with you and how to see your empire, because you are totally a guy who walks your talk. They can see how you're using products in your own business, and that might be some additional inspiration as well.
Oh, absolutely. If they want to see, they can email me at brian@plymouthhypnosis.com, and you'll be able to see what I do with audio right there. Plymouth, PLYMOUTH, like Plymouth Rock, hypnosis, HYPNOSIS.com.
And it's Brian with a Y.
Right, at plymouthhypnosis.com. And if you go to plymouthhypnosis.com, you'll be able to see, you know, what I'm doing with audio. That interview should be on the front page, too, the one I just spoke about. But I'm telling you, if you want to really get the credibility and just improve your sales and get people to call you and have you become the expert in your field, this is the way to go. Again, being a hypnotist, what a weird business that is. But because of this, I am the hypnotist in my area. When people need to go to a hypnotist, and I'm not saying this to brag, I'm saying this, it's the truth, I'm the guy. And this is one of the reasons why. If you want to be the person in your field and get instant credibility, get Audio Creation Secrets and make audio products and become a star. Seriously, become a star.
It's the shortcut to the top.
It is.
So there you go.
It really is.
So, Brian, thank you. This has been fantastic. And, again, people could, they could stumble and fumble their way through this because you were very generous. You laid out all nine steps with some good specific approaches. They could outsource this and kind of roll the dice and kind of maybe some people will know how to do this magically and some people won't. My personal recommendation is to pop over to doitmarketing.com/audio. Check out the program. If it's the right thing at the right time for where you are in your business, and for some of you it will be, I would just invest. I would just invest because, again, I have this program. I'm in there. I'm looking at some of this stuff together with my new book. And, again, you know, you can do this backwards like I'm doing it. You can say, oh, I put all this time and effort and love and labor into this book. Now it's time for audio products. Or you can do it smart. You can do it the way Brian is saying, which is create the audio products because the audio products are also cumulative. You know, once you have your first product, then you create the second product. Now you have three products because you've got product one, you've got product two, and you've got the bundle. So it's cumulative. It's not like, oh, I've got one product, now I got product two. Now you, with your second product, you've got three. You've got one, two, and the combo. And then just think about expanding that. One, two, and three, and then the combo. One, two, three, four, then the mini course. One, two, three, four, whatever, eight, 12, right? Now you have the master series. And you can just keep on growing this. The revenue goes up. The sales go up. Your reputation goes up. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy not to do this. Either do it on your own the hard way or do it with Audio Creation Secrets, which in my opinion is the easy way. So again, it's doitmarketing.com/audio. Brian Toter, you're a rock star. You're a good friend. I love working with you. I love chatting with you. Thank you for your wisdom and insight on today's call. Everyone, we're going to post this recording, so in case you missed it, in case you came in late, you'll have all of this to replay. And I love what Brian said in the middle of our interview about, okay, get a pencil, write this down. You may have to re-listen to this program a couple of times just to extract all the value out of Brian's brain. And we're out. So I appreciate you being on the call and spending your time here. And do audio, my friends. Do audio. I hate to use my signature tagline, but I will. You know, audio products and Brian's audio product, do it. Do it. Do it, do it, do it. All right.
Do it.
Thank you, Brian. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, everyone.